Hi, I'm Siobhan Sarna, and this is Stephen Wright, my special guest. Hello, sir.
Hello, hello. Thanks for
Hello.
making time for this.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. It's so important. Today, we're going to be talking about the new research in leaky gut. Now, Stephen is a true expert on this. He's educated millions of people about leaky gut and was one of the very first online educators out there talking about embarrassing gut issues, his personal story, and what to do about it. He is an engineer by trade and training, or by training, I should say, and has transformed his love of being healthy into helping so many other people get there. So it's an honor to have him here. He comes on every month for me and only me. So my community gets him every month re religiously, which is such an honor. And we talk about everything from digestive enzymes to HCL to GERD and SIBO and IBS and diarrhea and constipation and pain and all of those things. He's created us a product line that is very specialized. He couldn't find what he wanted in the marketplace, and so he created it himself with very, very high standards. And I truly trust Stephen. He has integrity. He has tough love when you need it. He's smart. He is really one of the most legitimate people in the health space that I turn to all the time for when I have issues. And so it's an honor to have you here, Stephen. Today we are going to be talking about leaky gut. We also have an opportunity for you to take one of Stephen's courses on leaky gut. He's an online educator and has done courses in the past, but only recently has created the leaky gut course. And only for us, we have it at the lowest price ever. I'm getting that out of the way because some of you are going to be like, I'll have what he's having. And some of you were asking me to talk about that at the beginning of things so you guys can make your action plans. I've already put the stuff in the chat. I'm going to hand things over to Stephen right now and let him take it from there. If you have questions, Q&A box. Thanks, everybody.
Well, thank you, Siobhan. Let me pull up my slide deck here. I wish
By
I
the
was.
way, it's a cool presentation, you guys. This is like one of my favorites. He's done it before for us twice. And so he made it even better this time. And it was already terrific. Terrific. So do what you can to stay until the end. And I promise to make it worth your while. Okay, I'm gonna be right here, but I'm gonna turn off.
All right. So 2024, I think we can get leaky gut fixed faster, simpler, and way more effective. And so that's like the good news headline that I want people to start with. And we can kind of, Siobhan already talked about me. That's great. So this is especially for you if you're jumping from healing diet to healing diet, if you're excluding more foods every year, every month. You're trying to figure out histamine and salicylate and SIBO and so many things. Definitely if you're still battling inflammatory conditions, and if you're wondering why you aren't getting the version of healthy you really want, despite doing everything that the doctors are saying to do or the experts online or wherever you might be. These are all people are always like, how do you know if you have leaky gut? Like, how do you know if you have leaky gut? Like, there are tests you can do. But you don't typically need to do a test. You can use some of these things right here. If you're answering yes to any of these, it's highly likely that your gut is compromised, that it's leaking at some level. And the worse off you are, the more leaky it is. The best part, I think, is that in the last 4 years, research in the gut has exploded. So last 4 years have been very hard for a number of reasons. One of the best things was the amount of gut research that was published. And so we now have conclusive sort of links in the research that if you're having histamine issues, mast cell activation, or just histamine intolerance, that's associated with a leaky gut or part of the reason why your gut is leaking and why you can't necessarily get rid of the histamine and can't really get rid of the leaky gut. If you're having skin-related things, rashes that are unexplainable, eczema, rosacea, acne, and you're doing the things, right? Like you've changed out all your products. Now you're trying these other products. You're trying topical. It's just not going away. This is highly linked to leaky gut and gut-related issues. The brain is a huge focus right now because our rates of dementia and Alzheimer's are just going through the roof. In fact, there are some researchers that believe that that'll be more prevalent than cancer in the near future, which is very scary and very sad if you have that in your family. And it starts very early. It starts in, you know, it can start even before perimenopause, but for a lot of women, especially, they start to notice it in their late 30s, early 40s when perimenopause starts to kick in and then into menopause. And it starts with just like normal aging things. And when I say normal, I don't mean like, I mean common, not normal. And so common aging things of like, it's getting a little harder to remember. Or man, I used to have such a sharp memory. I can't recall my friend's name, or I can't recall where the car is, or whatever. This stuff starts years ahead of time, and it starts with a gut related issue as well, years before it progresses into these other issues. Other thing is if you're having microbiome dysbiosis that you just can't, you've done the probiotics, the prebiotics, the protocols, the killing programs. Dysbiosis is not going away. Food intolerance is not restoring. These things are all highly linked to leaky gut, and the fact that your leaky gut is not healing all the layers. And so that's the key. It's going to be one of the key takeaways from today that I want you all to understand about your gut, is that a leaky gut and a healthy gut are built through layers of resiliency, layers of health, and also layers of breakdown. And so I just included this because some people out there, most people, including even like Harvard and Stanford and all the big medical clinics in Western medicine, have finally started to, admit that, yes, the intestinal permeability and dysbiosis are highly linked to everything. So this is celiac disease, UC, IBS, SIBO. We have type 1, type 2 diabetes. We have renal failure, kidney issues. We have all the brain stuff, depression, schizophrenia, chronic fatigue, autism, Alzheimer's, dementia. We have lungs and COPD. We have chronic heart failure. And then, of course, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NASH, cirrhosis, and liver-related issues. So I don't know where you could look and not find a intestinal permeability or leaky gut connection. And, just fixing this doesn't necessarily take away your type 2 diabetes or type 1 diabetes. It doesn't necessarily take away chronic fatigue or Alzheimer's or something like that, but it is a huge piece of the puzzle, and you can feel immediate effects once you start to heal the layers of a leaky gut. So there was old ways, and many of you probably have even tried the old ways, and I tried the old ways. In fact, I recommended the old ways for a long time, and they were complex, but they were the best we could do at the time. And there's still research that suggests that these old ways do something, they help something, but they don't ever really get us to that place of resiliency, that place of, picking up more inflammation, picking up more food intolerances, things like that. And so I think that's the big message of today. It's not that this stuff is bad. It's not that like generalized leaky gut powders are bad. Although I think those at this point are kind of a waste of your money. People, doctors who are recommending them, experts that are talking about them, companies that are selling them, either are ignorant of the news research, or they're just lying to you because it's more profitable for them at this point. Colostrum has more data. I'm saying colostrum is different than these leaky gut all-inclusive powders. Colostrum, has good research on it. Most people just don't dose it properly. Colostrum, for it to work really, typically you're going to be in the 20 to 30 grams a day. And so most people just never dose it the way, and they don't want to tell you about that because it'll cost you, $200, $300 a month, depending on the company you buy from. The idea is that prebiotics and probiotics will fix your gut, and that's all you need. Those are, we all kind of know now that they're helpful, but they're not the only thing that you need. And then the old ways also include a lot of glutamine, and it's not that glutamine's bad. Again, there's plenty of research on glutamine. It's helpful for the gut. It's helpful for IBS. Again, it's underdosed and people don't want to talk about it. Luckily, glutamine's way cheaper than colostrum, but glutamine, you still need to be at 15 grams or more per day. In fact, many people who get the best results with glutamine are between 40 and 80 grams a day. It is true that if you're low in zinc, vitamin D, or vitamin A, you will have less tight junctions that are, your tight junctions will become less tight, and you'll have more leaky gut. We'll talk about tight junctions here in a second. But if you have generalized multivitamin, or you take some generalized supplements from time to time, you probably have enough zinc DNA. So the point being is that these old protocols only addressed one or two of the layers of the gut, and most people dose them inappropriately, and experts, doctors, whatever. They're probably well-meaning, but I just don't think they've ever really done the work it takes to figure out how to heal a leaky gut. And if they did, they'd be telling you you'd need a lot higher of dosages. So the good thing, though, is that with some new protocols, with some new science, we can, and we have the testimonials, we have the customer experiences now, that you can begin to make extremely fast changes in your ability to tolerate foods of all types. You know, of course, I'm not saying like go out and eat wheat drenched in canola oil, but I mean, most relatively whole foods. You make yourself much harder to colonize, keeping, you know, SIBO, yeast, mold, parasites, worms from taking hold, and you're going to lower your systemic inflammation, which leads to amazing aging, which I think most of us want. So here's why the old ways are out, if you will. So the old science was that this tight junction. So if you look here on the left, these are your cells. These are your epithelial cells. So this is a gut cell. And this is like basically the lymphatic and the blood behind the cells. This is where most of your immune system is at. This is where the interaction between the outside world, which is the white space up here, and your internal environment happens. And so these cells are held together by a number of complex proteins, which are typically referred to as tight junctions. And they're basically, when they're tight like this, they're basically rubber banded together, and they keep everything that's supposed to be out here, out here. And then they open periodically whenever they are prompted to allow certain nutrients through the middle here, as well as through the cell. But then they're supposed to, bam, they're supposed to seal back up. They're supposed to stay tight. And they're supposed to only let approved molecules through. What they discovered, you know, what Alessio Fasano discovered in the late 2000s, was that there's this thing called intestinal permeability, where these junctions are broken, and then all kinds of stuff, all kinds of molecules that are not approved go right through into the blood here. And this could be as simple as misbroken down protein or misbroken down carbohydrates, but it also could be toxins. It could be bacteria. It could be viruses. It could be almost anything. And when that is happening, your immune cells, which are mostly right here, they get really pissy. They do not like this. And they start a inflammatory cascade. They try to recruit their buddies, their macrophages, which are the white blood cells. All different types of cells come rushing in to deal with and detoxify these molecules, whether they're just undigested food that you spend a lot of money on, or they're actually like negative toxins or something like that, like mold or LPS or something. What new research has come out in the last 4 years is that this idea is way too simplistic. In fact, there's layers of leaky gut. In order to get to this position right here, in order for this to happen, we would need to come over here to the green side over here, and we'd have to lose all these different layers. And we'd have to lose all these different layers. And so we have the mucin layers. This is the mucus layers. So we have you have this inner part and you have this outer part. You'd have to lose your antimicrobial peptides and proteins. These are things like IAP, secretory IgA. You may have heard about these things. They're excreted to help us sort of balance what's happening. LPS is mostly detoxified by IAP, intestinal alkaline phosphatase. But this mucus layer here is supposed to be like a bouncer or a big cushion to keep things away from the cells so that they're not being bombarded by molecules that are not supposed to even be close to there. And so partially what's happening here is that you're missing a microbiome layer, you're missing a mucosal layer, then your tight junctions start to break down, and then your immune system starts to get pissed off. It doesn't send out enough secretory IgA or IAP. And in fact, it starts to send off more inflammatory cytokines. And when inflammation happens, if you've ever sprained your ankle or your elbow, you know that redness and swelling is the first part of that phase. It actually expands. The tissues are flooded with all kinds of things, from nutrients, but also from other cells that are inflammatory in nature. So damage happens from the inside during leaky gut, chronic leaky gut, as well as from the outside. And I don't think people really are comprehending that if chronic leaky gut has been going on for long enough, there is now damage coming this way as well as damage coming this way. And so in order to really heal your gut up, in order to make it this fortress that is hard to colonize, that is able to like enjoy a lot of different foods, especially like normal foods, including pseudo grains and starches and regular fruits and vegetables, even leftovers that are high in histamine or fermented foods, you're going to need your gut to be in proper working order and having all five of these layers that are ready to go. So to summarize here, here's the five layers, and we'll go a little bit deeper into them. And then maybe Siobhan, you might want to ask me a few questions here. So I haven't talked about this layer yet, but this is the oxygen layer. So if we go back here, this is the lumen. So this is where the oxygen layer would be. And what I like to think about is the difference between Mars and Earth, or the or Earth and the Moon. Just by changing the atmosphere on these planets, you basically force a different type of life to grow or not grow. And so if our oxygen concentration inside of our gut is not low enough, it's actually supposed to be hypoxic in there. It's actually supposed to be low oxygen. It's supposed to be hard to colonize. It's supposed to be tough to live. You actually want anaerobic bacteria. Anaerobic bacteria are without oxygen bacteria. The opportunistic bacteria, the bad bacteria that cause most of our problems, are all either partially anaerobic they're either partially anaerobic or aerobic bacteria, meaning they can live in different oxygen concentrations, and they thrive typically in higher oxygen. And that's kind of like a mental trap, because everywhere else in our organs, in our brain, in our blood, we want high oxygen, right? We want 98% oxygen. We want the good level of oxygen going everywhere, except for in the lumen of the gut, in the space in the gut. We actually want it to be hypoxic. We want it to be really hard to live in there, because the best bugs, the bifidobacteria, the lactobacteria, the acromantias, all the good bugs, any good bug you can throw out there, they want it to be anaerobic. They want it to be low oxygen. And we lose that oxygen. And that's part of why we can never recover our dysbiosis. It's part of why we never really rebuild our tight junctions and our mucous membranes. And it's a really big deal that people are not talking about. After that layer is that chemical layer I talked about, which is this IAP, the secretory IgA. These are these antimicrobial peptides. Then we have our microbiome layer. So even in the small intestine, we have a microbiome, but the majority of our microbiome is actually located at the top of the large intestine. So a lot of people think it's near, your butt, near where everything goes in the toilet. It's actually not there. It's where the small intestine and the large intestine connect, and about 80% of it's in the large intestine, and approximately 20%, maybe it's 10%, is in the bottom of the small intestine. And so that connection, that's where the microbiome is. Whenever we're trying to modify our microbiome, whenever we're trying to heal our microbiome, that's where it's all happening. That's where your oxygen should be the lowest. And well, it gets lower actually farther down into your colon and near the end. But that is where the microbiome is. And that's where we're trying to improve the number of strains, the number of healthy anaerobics, and the less of those opportunistic ones. So the mucus layer and the tight junctions are the physical layer. Again, that's, the tight junctions keep the cells together here on my screen. They keep them nice and tight. And then the mucus protects it. It's, again, remember, it's like the buffer. It is the thing that's stopping, the sunburn of your gut or whatever. And so without that, bad things happen. And then lastly is your mast cells and your dendritic cells. That's in your immune system down here. So mast cell activation, all different types of allergy and ongoing immune dysregulations part of your issue, again, is you're damaging your body from the inside out. You've had too much, you've had so much damage that your immune system is now thinks normal is to be having this high inflammation at the gut wall. And that causes damage from the inside out, which complicates things.
Quick question for you, Stephen. Where do biofilms play a role in this? Because when I hear mucus, also I'm sick, so I think about mucus a lot right now. But where do biofilms play a role in that? Because they can be good, right? But you know, when I hear, you get my question.
Yeah. So biofilms are in and around, I believe, this outer mucin layer, so the outer mucus layer. So, you know, biofilms, like you said, can be good and bad, just like certain bugs can be good or bad in certain amounts. But they're in and around the mucus layer because it's part of how things are gripping onto and not flying away, right? Like this is like it's a crude analogy, but it's a bit like a pipe, right? Things are trying to move one direction. It's not a bi-directional tube here. And so right. As things are going by, there has to be something for them to hook onto in a way. And then they build and colonize from there. And the biofilm is part of how they do that in and around the mucus layers.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. How many more slides do you have? You're doing great. It's awesome.
Only a few more.
Okay, no, take your time.
So this is why the old ways don't work. So for instance, someone asked about glutamine earlier. Glutamine works at the physical layer. Glutamine works on tight junctions right here. Glutamine does not do anything for retraining your immune system. It doesn't do anything for the microbiome. It doesn't do anything for the chemical layer. Like, although if you were to take glutamine long enough and your tight junctions got better, your cell health got better, it's probably going to slowly heal and help the chemical layer, but it won't change the oxygen concentration. The same thing is true for zinc, L-carnosine, for vitamin D, for vitamin A. Again, helpful for the physical layer, helpful for balancing the immune system, meaning that if you don't have enough of those nutrients, your immune system is not going to respond correctly. But if your mast cells are overreactive, if your dendritic cells are overreactive, if you're making too much TH1 or TH2 cells, vitamin D, vitamin A, and zinc don't correct any of that. They're just the building blocks. It's just the paint and the wood and the cabinets for the house. How you lay those things out and how you connect those things, that's completely different. And so that's where the old ways, if you will, tend to fall apart. What they tried to do in the old ways was they tried to make those leaky gut powders include a lot of those things, right? They would include some glutamine and some vitamin D and some vitamin A and some mucilaginous herbs to help with the mucus layer. They would put some curcumin in there, which helps with IAP actually, and it helps with your immune system. They would put all these things in there. The problem with those gut things is it does nothing for the oxygen concentration and it does nothing to retrain the proper response of the immune layer. And so the beautiful thing of the research over the last 4 years is that we now have a map of what a truly defensible gut is. We now have a map of how come our tight junctions keep getting wrecked and it's right here. Without all these layers, the tight junctions they're nothing. They're not a match for whatever's happening inside your gut. They're very fragile, if you will. And so what we can do now is we can build different protocols that hit all five layers. And so you could kind of do this all if you wanted to. You could spend the next, you know, however many years it takes you to read all the research I've done. You could try out the best supplements out there. You could try to troubleshoot it with hundreds of people like we've done, or I would like to help you simplify it. And so inside the Leaky Gut 2.0 course that we put together, we actually go through how you can do this without any more restrictive diet changes. Now, if you're eating McDonald's and In-N-Out every day and, you know, tons of gluten, I am going to ask that you stop doing that. I'm not saying that we can work with that. But I am saying if you've already adopted some form of healthier diet and lifestyle, that is enough. This idea that you can eliminate leaky gut forever, with dietary changes, this idea that it needs to take weeks and months to see changes is not true. There's now new possibilities that we cover inside the Leaky Gut 2.0 course. And it's now less than, it's less than essentially any time in the future. So with the $100 off coupon, it's now $49, and you end up getting the full presentation. I go through all the science. I give you all the references. You get the 60-day Leaky Gut protocol, which is the supplement protocol. We have troubleshooting steps for you. You don't have to change your diet farther. And then you get a discount inside the protocol that's worth way more than the $49. And then if all that is not enough and you're confused, you do get a free coaching call with our team. And so if you're wondering, like, well, why don't you just tell me what the protocol is right now? Why don't you just do it right now? The reason why is because you won't know what you're doing with the protocol, and then you won't follow the directions I just told you. It's taken me 15 years to figure out over the last 9 months. We've put together this course with the troubleshooting steps. Some people do need extra support. And so that's why I don't want to give away the thing and think that you know how to do it when you need it all together, because following the formula, you can read the reviews. It gets pretty amazing results.
So you're very result oriented as an engineer, but also as just a human being. So I really appreciate that. And I know that in a lot of those testimonials, and even people in my community who decided to do this when it was $97, it was the last time we did it. Like, people were reaching out to me saying, Siobhan, I really appreciated that. I've done everything. I'm like a basically lay scientist myself, and Stephen nailed it. So it was really, you know, cool to hear that. And also, you got so many reviews as well. So this is cutting edge. This is what everyone needs to know about leaky gut. There are very few people, as you said, Stephen, that have gone down this rabbit hole. So if you're interested, this is, you know, if you're not interested, we're just loving spending time with you. That's totally up to you. But if you look in the chat, there is the link. There's the link. No one else has this offer. It's just me and Stephen. I've been literally asking him to do this for me since January. So thank you for doing it. Took a while, but we're here. And Siobhan 100, S-H-I-V-A-N, my name, and 100 is the way to get the $100 off. And we've extended the deadline to the 17th end of day of June, 2024. The other thing that I asked Stephen to do, so that's for everybody by the end of the 17th, is to do a live extra special goodie for anyone who decides to take action within the next, it's 3:30, so let's say 5 p.m. Eastern time. And that is his book that is $27 usually. And it is, tell me about the book a little bit, Stephen, that you get if you do this by 5 p.m. Eastern time.
And by the way, it's our,
yeah, his team will be fulfilling it. So they'll be able to tell you placed an order and then you'll get it. So you don't have to email us at info and all that. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it may take my team a few hours. So if you don't get it immediately, like
hang in
there. I'll up tomorrow if you don't see it. So yeah, it's our GI infections book that we wrote a few years ago that we used to sell for $49, and then we've dropped the price over the years. But anyways, it walks you through the 10 most common infections that we saw in clinic, and then various testing methods, because a lot of people say, like, I'll just run a stool test. Well, a stool test will not, you can't check for SIBO or Candida in a stool test. You're also, it's going to be hard to go through and know all the different layers. So anyways, inside the book, not only do we educate on the 10 most common infections that we saw in clinic, but also how, like, stool tests and various tests to run and whatnot. And I won't give it away, but, like, there's a very special important part of the book regarding stool tests and the ones that we recommend. So anyways, that's a free bonus for those who are going to take action nice and fast.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. The other thing is, so he does have a protocol for you inside the course, and you're spending $49 right now for the course is actually, by getting the course, you're going to be saving more than $49 on that clump That's not the right word, on that bundle. And some of you may already have some of the things at home if you've been shopping with and healing with Stephen for a while. And you get the coaching session, which is, you know, phenomenal with a health coach that Stephen has vetted and works with all the time. So I just think it's a sweet deal. They wrote me and said it's going to be $49. And I was like, zoinks, really? Okay, cool. All right. Hey, Mona, have you heard about humic acid in fixing leaky gut?
I mean, humic acid, yeah, humic acid is helpful for potentially a lot of different ways. There's not a ton of research yet on all the mechanisms behind humic acid, but it's one of the reasons why humic acid is part of the Holozymes formula. So it's, again, it's one thing, right, for the whole five layers. Like, you know, if you made it this far and you're like still wondering, like, is there a secret? The secret is you should be optimizing your entire gut based around your butyrate production. But if you've already developed a leaky gut, just taking Tributyrin X or just doing butyrate supplements of some type, whether they're prebiotics, probiotics, or postbiotics, it won't reverse the issues with your gut immune system. It won't reverse the fact that your immune system and your gut has been trained to attack certain types of foods in certain ways. And so you need to do several things, including adopting a lifestyle that optimizes for butyrate, because butyrate ends up being the thing that is intertwined between all the five layers. But the way in which you rebuild that butyrate production and you sustain that butyrate life is very specific, because if you don't, your immune system is still going to be dysregulated. Your small intestine is still going to be messed up.
You said something that you kind of like, we're going fast at certain points, but not too fast. But I wanted to really put an exclamation point about this. Your gut will be able to win the battle against things, invaders, parasites. You know, like, I look at this all the time. Why do some people get parasites and others don't, right? Or why do they manifest symptoms and others don't? You have to fortify that barrier. And I this is like beyond just your skin. And, you know, we're talking about like into the future about how you are fortifying your interior. And if you think about how thin the gut lining is, open your mouth, because that little dental floss that sometimes nicks you, that's how thin it is in your intestines. When you think about the tube from your mouth all the way down, it's all that same, I'm oversimplifying it, it's all that same tissue. And so it's really important that you fortify it. Now I wanted to show you something, and then I'm on a little cold medicine, so you have to bear with me. I'm in a little slow motion, but look at cute Steven doing the whole video here. This is the course, and this is him explaining it. And I just wanted to show you, enjoy food again, no more restrictive diets. I mean, that's huge. A little bit about the science and some of the graphics from the slides. Diet alone will not fix it. That's so important. I want to talk to you about the white space. Remind me if I don't say it. And this is for even the toughest cases. He's getting just tremendous success with these. It's a 90-minute mini course, so it's not overwhelming.
Yeah. It's not overwhelming. There is a Q&A component that was pre-recorded.
And you get the transcripts, which are great. You can search those, throw them into a PDF if they're not already. And then this bonus is it's a pre-recorded, to be clear, Q&A for $49. That's a great deal still. And then you get he's talking about it again. There you go, cutie. And so use coupon Siobhan100 to get the $49. And you still have 30 days money back guarantee. Honestly, that's redonk. But what I wanted to say is, you know, we have at SIBO SOS with Dr. Allison Seebecker and I, we have a 9-step protocol for SIBO. And we put the algorithm up there. And, you know, she has thousands of cases literally thousands of cases where people come back with negative SIBO breath tests. They work the plan. You can come in, you know. But what we found over these years of doing this is that where people get confused and messed up is in the white space. It's in the space in between the action step that's listed on a graphic. There are nuances. There are brand names. There are timing issues. And that's where the treachery can happen. I say the treachery is in the white space, because it's very easy to go, got it. Okay, I'm going to go DIY this and I'll see ya. And then you don't get the results and you've wasted all that time. So I want to encourage you to have the guidance, and you may even like see the bundle. You may even like what Stephen said, you know, you may even figure out from what we just talked about and go to PubMed and blah, blah, blah. You may have butyrate or tributyrin X at home, but that step-by-step, it's so important. It's doing the right things in the right order. And that's where I see the biggest problem in our SIBO SOS Facebook group, which has 30,000 people in there 24/7 dealing with SIBO. And I mean, I have an admin in there who, God bless her, she's up practically 24/7 in there. And there, a lot of people are trying to DIY it. And there's part of it that you can DIY, but there, that's where the mistakes get made without understanding those nuances. That's all I want to say about it, because I'm glad you're here. I don't want to preach to the choir, because they're like, I'm showing up, Siobhan. What do you mean? I'm here. I'm in. Okay, Susan, I'm going to ask you guys. I think Susan, yeah.
Well, I mean, just to double click on that, I mean, I think that's where people get, they're like, I already tried probiotics. I already tried butyrate. I already tried a powder. And yeah. I don't know if you heard earlier, I kind of glossed over it, but like, if you haven't done 15 to 30 grams of colostrum in a day, you didn't do a protocol that was worth anything. If you didn't try 15 to 80 grams of L-glutamine a day, you didn't do anything. But here's the thing too, is you're supporting those a few of the five layers, and you feel good during that support phase. And then you try to taper off of that therapeutic dose. And normally you haven't addressed the gut layer or the oxygen layer. And so over time, as soon as you pull off the products, everything fails again, right? The layers fail. Think of it like a castle defense, for like, you're always getting invaded by somebody who's trying to take the castle. If the moat and the drawbridge and the archers and all that stuff isn't working, at some point the invaders are going to get through. So if you're taking a product that rebuilds the wall, it gives you some more archers or whatever, but you never really like handle the rest of your defenses, you're always going to be easily, you know, easy to colonize, easier to break down. Like, everything else has to be on point for you. And I think that's where the nuance you said of the protocol matters, is that it's not that those other products haven't shown promise. They have. That's what I'm saying. The old ways did have merit. I did help people with them. I helped myself, but they fell apart quickly as soon as you pulled off of them, because you didn't address all five layers. And it's when you actually get all five layers working for you, like you're all rowing in the same direction, that's when the boat goes really fast, really easy, everything simple. And that's when like the resiliency actually happens, where you can, like, you know, no offense to Siobhan and I or anything that we do, but like, that's when you could probably leave our Facebook groups and like go out, yeah, and just live your life, which is what we want.
Yeah, that is exactly what we want. I look back at pictures of myself, like in college, and I mean, I was so cute and skinny and, you know, tender. And I don't have them now like I used to, but after working in the moldy building for 20 years and, you know, the food poisoning like erupting in me again, like, I remember what it was like to feel well. And like a whole like chunk of my brain would be freed up just to go back to that. You know, when you have friends and they don't have these chronic gut health issues or whatever, and you're like, ugh, that's them, this is me. Like, it's a big deal. But when I say, you know, heal your gut, get your life back, that's what I'm talking about. And when you have this, it's so cool, because so many people, I mean, think about all the people through time who have had leaky gut and had no idea. They were just like poorly, or I don't have a strong constitution, or I have digestive problems, or, you know, we don't know what's wrong with you kind of thing. There's no endoscopy, there's no colonoscopy that's going to, well, I'm a fan of those in appropriate circumstances. They're not going to figure that out. I was in a small group coaching session the other day, and this woman had been sick for several weeks with a flu thing. And she's like, Yeah, and it went to my gut. And then I was blowing into the food marble and it didn't change. I'm like, darling, that pathogen is not showing up in a food marble breath test. That, like, we got to get your, like, that can be great for some things, but that's not going to show up there. So you really have to figure out the right move at the right time. And also, when people tell me, because I used to say this, I've tried everything. Dr. Seebecker and I say, have you really tried everything? Because what about this, 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 and this? And it feels like you've tried everything. I get it. Stephen gets it. So that's why we're really proud to bring this to you. We're going to keep it short and sweet today. If somebody doesn't have any other questions, we won't keep you. But know that it's available for you. It's a special price. It's a cuckoo maluku price. Like, literally, I was like, 49? Really?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, man. You know, you do you. Many people bought it at 97, which was a steal and a half. So I'm very glad you have the opportunity to do this. I would take advantage of it. The price of the coaching session with one of his health coaches is worth $49. The discount on the bundle when you purchase it, if you don't already have all the components or some of them, is worth more than $49. So the coupon code is Siobhan100, and you're also getting the $27 value book, which has to do with stool tests and infections and parasites, if you decide to go for it by 5 p.m. Eastern time today. Otherwise, if you go by the 17th, you still have that nice $100 off. No one else is getting this. It's exclusive to us. I think you get the idea. But it's information you're not going to find anywhere else too. And one of the other feedback that's so consistent is what a great teacher Stephen is. Like, sometimes researchers are cool and they've got some great information, but they aren't great communicators. And Stephen is, and he comes with the mind of an engineer and the heart of a fellow patient. So that's super, super important. And that's what I have to say about that. Let's see, I've got a couple more questions. Does the protocol work for sojourns and other autoimmune gut conditions?
I mean, it's not a treatment for Sjogren's or autoimmunity. Like I said, it's not going to treat type 2 diabetes or something like that, or type 1 diabetes, but all the mechanisms that are the trigger for that autoimmune condition, it does work on all of those. And so we have had people with Sjogren's use the protocol and have good results. You can read through the reviews on the site. And so, yes, it will help you with your symptoms. It's not for like the whatever. It's not a pharmaceutical. And you part of the troubleshooting guide, it's one of the most I think the most important things that's inside the program is the troubleshooting guide, which is like 14 pages or something long, is that like we all are different. So just because you have one type of autoimmunity, you could have like an extra issue with constipation. Someone might have the same thing, but extra issue with diarrhea. And another person could have diarrhea plus histamine or constipation plus histamine. And so there's different components to personalize the protocol for those different steps.
Did you see my cool t-shirt?
No.
I have it in pink with
Oh,
flowers,
cool.
and I got a butthole on my shirt. It's so fun. Anyway, Etsy has everything. What can I say? Okay, does it work for celiac?
Again, yes, it's going to help
Yeah.
reverse the damage of celiac. It's going to help reverse the issues like how did your villi get so destroyed? How did that whole thing break down? Restoring microbiome diversity, mucus layers, all that stuff is really trash in celiac disease. And your immune system is too it's out of skew. Basically, it needs to go to rehab. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing about it. The autoimmune systems is they need to go to rehab, and there's not a lot of ways to send them to rehab. But part of what the protocol does is it starts that rehab process.
Robert, glad you're going to be in the course. Bertil, good, cool. What's the best way to get butyrate? Is it tributyrin X?
So if you want to get supplemental butyrate into your life, yes, Tributyrin X is the best way to get it. And then after that, like as soon as you start supplementing it, you should also increase the foods you can tolerate that are known to boost butyrate. And so those are foods that are brightly colored, fruits and vegetables. So carrots to berries to
Beets.
beets and yeah, just anything brightly colored of all color types. And then starches. People are afraid of rice and potato these days. But starches are very good at making butyrate as well. So because people are so carb afraid, I think that's part of what's destroying our gut microbiome at a global level.
Yeah. How long is the program? It's 90 minutes plus that Q&A that he pre-recorded. That's very intense. I wanted to just show it to you one more time. I'm going to hang on for just a second. Hang on. Okay.
Yeah, Stephanie, as Siobhan said, there's probably almost 3 hours worth of audio and video you could listen to. And then the protocol itself is built in 60-day chunks. So I'm not saying like that in 60 days, your gut will be fixed forever. But what I am saying is that at the end of 60 days of doing the protocol, you will be significantly better or your money back. And that is the promise. Some people are done at 60 days. Some people are not done and they need to continue on with a certain part of the protocol for 120 days or 180 days. I have no idea who you are. I have no idea your health history. I have no idea how jacked your gut is or how healthy your gut is. And like I said, we have the phases for like, if you have hormone disruptions, you know, cause like if your hormones are a mess, then that's going to continually drag down your gut immune system. It's going to continually put pressure on the mucosal membrane, which again, we want to keep all five of those layers as healthy as we can. And then of course, if you have like say histamine issues or mast cell activation issues, there's separate steps to try to basically, that's a part of the immune layer that's disrupted. It's disrupted because the layers above it are messing with the mast cells when they shouldn't be, but we need to calm everything down in order for the whole protocol to work. So these troubleshooting steps could add weeks or months onto your journey, depending on who you are. But in 60 days, you should feel a significant change. If you have not, and you've done the coaching session, which the coaching session should help you figure that out. Like you might be low in something else or too high. And so that's the other thing that I say in the course is like, I'm an engineer. I'm trying to build the least amount of ways you could fuck this up and the best upside at it, but for the masses. And so that means that it's not going to work for like 20% of people. And so that's why I want to build the troubleshooting. I want to build all these different ways in which you can get support, because I know that I can't build a one thing to like everybody who comes to like listen to me talk. Like that's impossible. That's what a clinic's for. That's why you have a doctor. That's why you have an integrative physician or a functional medicine physician or something like that. But what this can do is it can give you a baseline that is essentially universal to all bodies, and then give you modules and support groups to tack on the things that are a little different about your issue, you know, your life, your body, your experience.
Plus they'll have access to the Facebook group, right?
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Yeah.
So even if you're not into Facebook, it's okay. You don't have to, it's not like mandatory whatsoever, but Steven's Facebook group is my second favorite Facebook group. Mine's the first, but his is phenomenal. And it's only for people who are, you know, using the product line, and his health coaches are in there all the time. You have to understand, Steven has trained so many health coaches. So for someone to be hired by Steven as a health coach, they're premium. Basically, you have more than enough information right now to make your decision. So if this appeals to you and you know, you're ready, even if the timing isn't quite right, I would still do it. Try to make a few things happen so that you can, when you get started, you have that money back guarantee. So take advantage of that. If you're fine, like, you know what, I'm going to start it in a month, and you're like, cool, it's only $49. I'm not going to worry about the guarantee, then fine. But I would definitely take advantage of it. I mean, it's the price of one supplement and you're getting so much, including if by, you know, what I just said a few minutes ago. I have high lead and mercury levels along with mold and have done some detoxing. Great, Anne. I still have more detox to do. Can I use your program to improve my gut now or wait? Ooh, good one.
100%. Do it now. No waiting. We have a number of mold specific practitioners who use our products from day one, because this idea that like, oh, now I'm doing detox, now I'm doing killing, now I'm doing recovery, that's like such a medieval way to cut the body up. I mean, if you like pain, you can just do detox and not do support. Like if you want to, if you like pain, you could just do a SIBO killing program and not do support. But if you want to like build it all faster and go faster, you could definitely use this entire protocol at the same time. And so
Ann and Sandy are in. Is it good for teenagers? Talk to us about that.
If the teenager is going to be compliant, the protocols will work. The teenager needs to obviously be capable of communicating either with our coaches with you on the phone or something in case something, you know, isn't working to their satisfaction. But in general, yes, it works for teenagers and it's doable. If you're nervous, if that scares you, please only listen to your doctor.
Absolutely. So, okay, we're going to wrap up. Thank you all so much. Know that this is a ridiculous offer because honestly, it should seriously. Okay. It's a lock and key situation. You're not paying for Steven's $49 silly price. You're paying for his years and years and years of research and his knowledge base and his devotion to the cause and for the money back guarantee. I mean, I see this all the time with people. They are floundering. This is a lock and key. You got leaky gut. You're going to get the solution. I mean, that's it. So I understand it's, you know, I don't have $49 in my bottom of my purse, but I also know that it would save money down the long run and time. And I'm all about saving you time, energy, and money and getting you as well as possible, as quickly as possible. So Ann and Sandy, glad you're here. I know a lot of more orders are coming in right now. We've got Cindy and Lisa and Jenny. Awesome. Great to have you all. So thank you so much. We got one more question coming in and Ann saying thank you. Okay. Let's pop some love into the chat for Steven and for his team, because it does take a village. And to my team, because I just changed the plan real fast, like on the fly. They love it when I do that. I'm actually so supportive of my whims and ideas, and I love them for it. So you can pop it into the chat. Does it work for SIBO even if the test doesn't show leaky gut? It's kind of like saying it's not a clear line to does it work for SIBO. A lot of people with SIBO have leaky gut, and SIBO causes leaky gut. So if you have SIBO and you've had it for a long time and you have any of those other symptoms, then I would definitely address it if you can. I think this is a really short path for you to be able to get that kind of support. Is it going to reduce the overgrowth of methanogens, hydrogen producers, or hydrogen sulfides? Probably not. You need to get that MMC going. You need to reduce that overload. However, the leaky gut is a byproduct of all of that. And even if you reduce the overgrowth, it's going to be a while before your gut will heal on its own. If it does, without this kind of support, that was a lot. But okay, Linda, glad you're here. You're welcome, Pam. Welcome, welcome. Okay, thanks, Steven. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Siobhan.
Okay, thank you. Join us. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.